Sports with Zachary Klima of Wake Time. This week on the Tech of Sports, Zach Klima of Wake Time. Modern Life Podcast Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and all the other platforms where you can hear your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows already preloaded. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. It's Tech, it's here, and the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Welcome, everybody, to the show tonight. And, we have a pre-taped interview. I was able to talk with Zach Klima of an exciting new company, his own company, Wait Time. And it's basically, if you go to a stadium or an arena or a big event of some sort, you maybe should be familiar with Wait Time. So Wait Time provides stadiums and fans real-time wait times for concessions, bathrooms, merchandise stands. The stadium uses this platform kind of to make decisions based on the crowd and all. They take all sorts of things into account. So it's crowd science technology, real-time information on fan traffic at major entertainment and sports venues. This is pretty important. They have a pretty nice proprietary artificial intelligence software that they're using, it looks like. And this is for you, the crowd. It alleviates crowd congestion and just makes things more efficient at stadiums and arenas. So I talked to Zach about this, and I kind of wanted to know where Wait Time currently stands.
Yeah, so we're in Detroit. We're based out of Detroit. But what we've done with the company is we really attract talent within a lot of different industries, mostly the sports industry, with some of the partners involved. So at this point in time, we have about 18 very significant, well-known people, partners within the company. And the ones that I think that you had read up on were Dale Petrosky, who is the press secretary for Reagan, now is the Dallas Regional Chamber CEO, Andrew Craig, who is really at the head of the Olympics, the International Olympic Committee, and then Don Fox is the founder of Credit Acceptance, a big publicly traded company out of Michigan. I believe that's what you had last seen or read about with new partners that are on the team now. And it started with Dan Gilbert. So I had the opportunity to present my idea, when it was just an idea, to Dan, and so he had actually put me through his business accelerator in Detroit called BISDA, which is they accept about 5 companies a year to go through this pretty rigorous structure, and you basically leverage Dan and his network and his resources to take your company off. And so I took a very odd approach, and what I did was I kind of was very observational, and I was looking at all these entrepreneurs and founders and companies, and you know, I'm a little younger at the time. I was 25, and so 24 actually. And so what I wanted to do was, instead of wasting investment and going down the venture capital route, I wanted to attract very large partners in the company who have executed on the highest level possible. And what we did, you know, took some time to do that. But when we had the right team in place, we then averted taking any outside investment, and everything was funded internally in the company.
And I go on to ask Zach, where Wait Time currently stands as far as sports is concerned, since the show is the Tech of Sports, and it's kind of. I guess, you know, not crowdsourcing, but information that a group of people is providing that's going to benefit everybody. And Zach goes on kind of to explain it a little bit better.
Correct. And so, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. You could sell all day long, and you can sell ideas all day long, but it's really about when the rubber hits the road and the proof is in the pudding. And what we were able to do at Wait Time is we really struck a very perfect part of the sports industry because it's never been done before. So what we're able to do with our technology is we're able to measure and monitor the movement of all people in arenas and stadiums down to the inches per second. And we capture all that data, and so there's a lot of strategic partners and companies within the sports industry, whether they be the concessionaires, the data companies, the digital signage companies, or the Wi-Fi providers, that they would like to use this data for optimizing efficiencies within their venues. So that's on one side. And the other side is the fan can now become part of the solution, because now the fan will know how long they're going to wait in any line for either bathrooms or restrooms, restrooms or concessions, by before they're leaving their seat and while they're walking the concourse. They're able to be in the know and make informed decisions now.
Now, to eliminate some of the confusion, this is not like Waze where the people in the crowd or the people are putting in the information, then it's being deciphered. This is a platform with cameras and all sorts of analytical equipment and analysis where things are being able to be tracked, and I asked Zach about that.
Versus is completely not rely on people whatsoever. They are being monitored every 10 times a second. Through our technology, we have cameras mounted above every bathroom line, concession line, retail line, ingress and egress, and we are monitoring them in real time without them even knowing about it. So everything is happening automatically. It's a fully integrated, automated software solution. So with the teams, obviously, so they take the data and they're able to put it on their mobile application. So the Detroit Pistons app, the Cleveland Cavaliers app, or whatever team that we're with, we give them the data and they can populate any kind of platform that they have in place.
Basically, the arena and the team has to be on board with what Wait Time is doing.
Yes, business to business, correct.
So more with Zach Klima here of Wait Time. One thing that he told me is that it's always in use. If an event or a team or someone at the stadium doesn't want it to be used for a particular event or a game they're hosting, it really can't be turned off. It's always in use.
The operations people that we partner with within the venue, whether they be concessionaires or different strategic partners, they want all of our data 25 hours a day, because it optimizes their efficiencies within their venue. So they're now able to monitor in real time different changes or different things or strategies that they have in place when it comes to concessions or advertising or whatever, and we're able to then monitor the impact that it's had. So basically, we've strung a heartstring in the industry when it comes to these strategic partners, because they've been trying to track the core of our business and what we're doing for the past 30 years and never found a way to do it.
Interestingly enough, the information isn't harnessed right at the source, right at your stadium arena. It's actually monitored at the servers at Wait Time, and they get the data and distribute it.
Yeah, our servers are located on-site, correct, at each venue that we're with.
And while we're talking about stadiums and arenas, could this also be used shopping malls, convention centers, those type of venues as well, properties?
Yeah, absolutely. Our software is it's indiscriminate, so we're able to monitor the same thing and the same traffic patterns and movement patterns of all people in different environments. So it doesn't have to be just in the sports environment, but that's where we're at right now.
It's interesting. He also says the same data is supplied to everybody. So there's a dashboard, and everyone gets the same data. They can do with it what they want. Also, we talked about privacy issues in our piece and how this is such a hot button issue, privacy, and does it open up the venue and to exposure and that type of thing. And Zach answers back with that.
Went with a dance probably 1,000 times where the way we're designing our software, it's all artificial intelligence. First to market artificial intelligence, where we're tracking all these people in real time, but they're not uniquely identified. So you're not a male, you're not a female, you're not wearing a red shirt, you're not wearing a blue shirt, you are a number. Which allows us to ride on the safe side of the privacy and things like that. They are just vastly identified. They're not, you are Rick Limper, I'm not Zach Lima, a male, female, you are X or you are Y. So we took that into big consideration when it comes to tracking the movement of all people.
And then I ask him, they're staying away from the facial recognition, which is really a good thing. And even Zach agrees that facial recognition technology is a big thing, but maybe sports isn't ready for it yet.
We're nowhere in the sports industry, and they're seeing that now. But you know, the sports executives that we work with all kinds of organizations kind of laugh at that buzzword that's trying to make its way into the sports industry. So the way we design our software, our intelligence is to stay away from that. It's only too specific.
Right.
To your point.
But facial recognition technology is out there in some industries, you have to admit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly right. But the reason why it hasn't gained a lot of momentum in the sports industry is because of the privacy factor, the big brother factor. People don't want to get too specific.
And the cost.
And the cost, too. It's way too costly. As you know, sports industry, it looks like amazing stuff, but when it comes to, if they're going to not spend that much money.
And I asked Zach about wait time in real time. Is the information so quick? Does it get there so quick that decisions can be made, maybe to open up another concession stand or wheel another beer cart over, or maybe if there's a problem, maybe a flood in a bathroom, and in those type of situations?
Yeah, that's a good question. Absent answer, absolutely. So we have threshold triggering built into our software. So there's threshold values that are set for different key metrics, whether it's line count or line attrition or things of that sort. So they set these values, and if they hit the value that they set for thresholding, their operational staff is then alerted in real time via text or email to make a real time on the fly change. Whether it be opening up another point of sale, relocating a portable concession stand or a beer cart, things of that sort. For example, if there's a very long, you hit a threshold for a woman restroom line, they would be alerted in real time. And then, for example, they would relocate a couple margarita stands for the woman in line. Because that, things of that sort where they can make informed on the fly changes.
Another question I wanted to ask Zach was, or Zach Klima here from Wait Time. How many people on site does it take to make the Wait Time platform work?
Zero. So everything is automated. Everything is software based. Everything is absolutely automated. Doesn't take anyone to do anything. And our servers are the ones doing the work. They're the ones that are proactively alerting the operational staff if those thresholds are hit in the arena. So constantly throughout the game, the dashboards that the Pistons have in place or fill in the name of the team have in place, those are being populated in real time, in which they can look at it in real time if they want to, but they can then look at it historically. So, for example, if they make a change for a concession stand on advertising campaign in a certain part of the arena for a game, they can then look back the next day and see what that impact was in measurable dollars and cents.
Wow, interesting stuff this week from Zach Klima and what he's doing, what the team's doing there at Wait Time. This just shows you how the sports and an entertainment industry with venues, when it comes to venues, arenas, and such, is changing so quickly. This is something that's there to benefit the customers and provide real-time information and data to other strategic partners and maybe advertisers and anything else that hopefully will enhance the game day experience at your next big sporting event you attend. So that was Zach Klima this week. Great guest, the founder of Wait Time here on the Tech of Sports. Just want to let you know that Amazon.com is a partner here at the network. Go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon and do all your shopping this holiday season. It's an affiliate link. Helps us out here at the studio. Modern Life Podcast Network. ModernLifePodcastNetwork.com/Amazon. And that's been the Tech of Sports this week. Modern Life Podcast Network is our host network. You can go to ModernLifePodcastNetwork.com, check out all the shows that are available, as well as Two Thumbs Up Media, TwoThumbsUpMedia.com, a podcast and internet broadcast directory where you can discover a lot of new content, podcasts, etc. So great having Zach on this week. We will speak to you next week. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.